Hello, today we are going to look at a one-click failover of a two-tier WordPress application to Azure using recovery plans. The three main value props of the recovery plan that we will demonstrate are modeling the recovery plan as an application to capture dependencies, automate common tasks to reduce RTO, and test failover repeatedly to verify the application really works in Azure. We begin by creating a recovery plan. For this demo, we have already protected the two virtual machines. The first machine, Contoso WordPress, is a front-end virtual machine that is running Apache web server. The WordPress MySQL is the backend that is running the MySQL database. Let us customize the WordPress recovery plan. Here, both the virtual machines are first added to a single group. Let us add another group to create a dependency model where MySQL virtual machine is started first, followed by the front-end virtual machine. We move the WordPress VM to the second group. Next, we add a script to the WordPress front-end machine so that post failover, it reconfigures itself and begins to communicate to the MySQL on the new IP address that it has acquired in Azure. We insert a new script, call it the change config script. We choose an automation account and a runbook that is going to change the MySQL configuration and click OK. The post step now contains the new script. We now add another action that will add a public IP to the front-end virtual machine post failover. This is the IP address that we will use to connect to the WordPress application. Once the recovery plan has been customized, we save the recovery plan. Let us trigger a test failover on the recovery plan. We choose the Contoso Apps network as the test network. In the site recovery jobs blade, you can see that a new test failover job is in progress. When the job completes successfully, you can search for the recovered virtual machine. And examine its properties. You can see that a public IP address has been automatically added to the virtual machine. Let us copy this IP address and you can see that the application is now running in Azure.